eat washed. Microwave ovens, if anybody is going to kosher their microwave. We had mentioned in the past too. There are two types of usage of microwaves. There are microwaves that are used to cook food. That means the food sits there for a long time. And the walls get really hot. Then there are microwaves that people usually use to warm up food. So you put in, let's say, food for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Those situations, the walls do not get hot. Generally, we are dealing with the microwave ovens that people use not to cook, but rather to warm up food. Those are easy to kosher. The microwaves usually have a turntable in there. And turntable usually is glass. If that's the case, that turntable needs to be taken out, washed well, and that's it. Washing it kashers it. Because it's glass. You have nothing to worry about. Then, you need to clean the inside of your microwave oven. You use some kind of a spray to spray inside. And then you use some kind of a sponge or paper towel to clean it well. Then there should be no crumbs or no nothing. You know, everything is completely clean. Once you do that, your microwave is kosher. Even for Pesach. For Sephardim, that is good enough. However, there are those who suggest that to do it better, what you should do is put a bowl of water and dish soap in there and turn it on for like 5-6 minutes till this whole thing comes to boil and steam would fill inside the microwave. You could do that if you like. You're not required to do that halachically, but if you want, you could do that, and that's fine. So that is in terms of microwaves that are used to warm up. If your microwave does not have a turntable, or if the turntable is not glass, then you will not be able to use that turntable unless you pour hot water on it. That's for the turntable. That's not glass. If there is no turntable, then the food goes right in the bottom of the microwave oven. Then you're going to have an issue with the bottom surface because sometimes food spills over. You have two choices. You could either pour hot water on the bottom of that microwave, which is a tedious job. You could do that. You could, bring a kettle of water to boil and pour water in the bottom of bottom surface of the microwave. You could do that if you want. If you don't want to do that because that makes a mess or tedious or whatever it is, take a styrofoam plate and put it in the bottom of the microwave and put your container of food when you want to, warm up food in Pesach inside that styrofoam bowl or styrofoam plate. So every time you want to use the microwave, whatever you want to put in there, put it on a styrofoam plate and you put it in there. This way you would not directly use the bottom surface and it would not cause a problem. That is for the microwaves that are used for warming up. The microwaves that are used to cook, therefore the food stays there for like 15, 20, 25 minutes, half an hour, because it's cooking and the walls get hot, then the way to kosher it is, again, as we said before, you clean it, and then you put a bowl of soapy water in there, and you let it come to boil enough that the steam would fill the inside of the microwave. That is how to kosher that kind of a microwave. There, it's required to steam it up inside with soapy water. The microwave that you use to warm up food does not require this. There are those who do it. They could do that if they want, but it's not required. For the microwave ovens that you do cook food in there, heating up water enough that it would steam up inside is a requirement. And according to some, it doesn't even work. So that is for the microwave oven. Toaster ovens, as we said, cannot be kosher. You just put it away. And And that's that. Blenders, if those who want to use their blenders for Pesach, then let's say they don't have a food processor or a blender for Pesach, generally blenders are not used with chametz. Sometimes they're used. Breadcrumbs and onions and all that. The way to kosher it is by, there are two parts in the blender. There is the bowl, plastic bowl, that contains the stuff, and the blades. The blades have to be koshered by dipping into hot water. If the blades come apart, you take it apart and you dip it. If the blades don't come apart, you could pick up the whole blender and turn it upside down and dip the blades, only the blades part, into the hot water. That would kosher it. And then the container that holds this stuff, or other attachments that get detached, that you could, you know, attach and take apart, those things you dip it into hot water, and that would kosher it. Then again, that is only if you've used your blender with chametz and something that is sharp, like onions and stuff. If you never have done that, let's say you have a blender that you use for different things. Once in a while, you want to make some breadcrumbs out of leftover challah or something. And you just put challah in there and you use it just to make breadcrumbs out of it. Such a blender does not need to be koshered. All you need to do is to clean it well, make sure there's no breadcrumbs stuck anywhere, soak it well, clean it well, and then you could use it for Pesach. Any blender that is used to make smoothies, cold stuff, cold drinks, does not need to be kosher for Pesach. All you need to do is to wash it well, the container and the blades and all that, clean it well, and that will be kosher for Pesach. The mixers that you mix dough in there cannot be kosher for Pesach because it's very hard to clean. All you need to do is to put it away together with your chametz stuff and sell it with your chametz stuff, and that would be fine. I think that concludes any appliances, koshering appliances in the kitchen. Any questions?
So Rebbe, what Rebbe was saying was that if it's if you use it for onions, the food processor, then you would have to.
If you use it for onion together with chametz.
But if it's just for vegetables with onions and chametz is separate, then you would not have to kosher. You just have to clean it.
Correct. Because there is no chametz that came in contact with it. Not a problem. Now, all of these things that I'm telling you is for this year. Generally, we say that, you know, maybe one time you used chametz in that, you didn't remember it, so go ahead and kosher it anyway. You don't have to be chashish for that. If you know that you don't usually use it for chametz, there's no chametz to use in there. You never made breadcrumbs. So there's no chametz that would have ever gone into that blender. That's fine. The emet is, even if you did it with the onion, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's fine anyway. So there are kulas that I'm not explaining well because of the, you know, time allowance over here. But the man say it will be fine. So for this year, for sure, you don't have to kosher it by dipping it.
Rabbi, what about the exhaust fan on top of the stove?
Thank you for reminding me that. The best thing to do with the exhaust fan on top of the stove, or the whole area on top of the stove, I usually cover it with aluminum foil. I take one sheet of aluminum foil and I spread under that whole exhaust thing on top of the stove and I tape it up. Because you can't really kosher it. And it has a problem of steam, because the steam of the pots go up there. And it could become chametz as the, on top, you know, the steam of chametz is already there in nivla, absorbed into the vent on top. So the best thing is to cover it with a piece of aluminum foil. Thank you for reminding me. just cover it from the bottom, as if that part, that exhaust, does not exist.
Thank you. Arav.
We spoke about Hagalat Kelim yesterday.
Yes.
If I have a big dairy pot, I can still do Hagalah on meat pots or meat utensils? That doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter, but you have to make sure that one of them, either one, was not used the past 24 hours. For dairy or for meat. Because over here you are mixing basar and chalav. It's different than getting rid of chametz. Since you're doing basar, mixing basar and chalav, one of the dishes, either the one that you dip or the one that you use, the pot, should be not ben yomo, should not have been used with food, milchik or fleshik, whatever it is, the past 24 hours.
Okay, then those become parvin. I can use them for either meat or dairy.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter if it's tarif. Let's say I have a spoon that I'm not sure if it's meat or dairy, or it became tarif, whatever. Doesn't
Correct.
Matter. Same
Correct.
Thing, 24 hours, not ben yomo.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Wait. Also, yeah. Countertops for the kitchen. Any type of countertop can be kosher with hot water, with clear shon?
Yes, any countertop, as long as it doesn't get destroyed, doesn't get messed up, You could pour hot water on it and it would kosher it.
Okay, thank you. Rabbi, a side question. Does parchment paper need to be kosher lepesach, or as long as it's kosher, it's fine?
No, it's fine. For Sephardim, it's fine.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Rabotai. We'll continue with Arvit.
90 minutes.